last week I reached the final round of interviews for a job that had over 500 applicants. I didn't get the job, but I learned a lot, and I'll share some tips with you in this episode. Welcome to Thrive in the Future podcast, positive solutions to help you thrive, designing your intentional life, homesteading, gardening, and rediscovering culture and tradition. Build your own backyard orchard. This is your chance to grow exactly what you've been dreaming of. You can even set it up so it's like walking down a grocery store aisle. So at Thriving Food Forest Design, let us create an edible foodscape for you so you can grow more food and be more self-sufficient. Schedule a free consult with me at thrivingfoodforest.com. Okay, welcome back to Thriving the Future. So let's go through some tips. Most of these tips are going to be focused more on corp jobs, leaning towards IT type jobs. If that's not your gig, stick around because I'll have some later tips that'll be aimed more towards you. First and foremost, you must know someone on the inside. When there are 500 applicants, they're either using the AI or an HR level one person to filter through the submitted resumes or applications based on keywords and skills. Even if you are a rock star, your resume is being looked at by someone who doesn't even know what those techie terms mean on your resume. You know people who have worked with you in the past. Some of those people are now in leadership positions or are influencers. Putting "this person referred me" on your application is not enough. You need to contact them and then give them a heads up so they give a heads up to the hiring manager. Hey, I worked with him and he's legit. That's sometimes all it takes. It gets you in front of the hiring manager's place. The rest is up to you, but you won't find an opportunity to tell your story if you don't make it over that hurdle. Say it again. You need to connect in real life. Call that person up. Offer to go get together for coffee. Sure, it may seem awkward since you haven't talked to them in like 2 years. But, you know, people think that LinkedIn is real or LinkedIn connections are good enough. LinkedIn connections are about as good as and about as real as having a Facebook friend, air quotes. LinkedIn is fake. Use it to see where your former coworkers are now working, but don't use it as your main connect tool. Reach out to them face to face. Your resume needs to fit the job. Employers are looking at, what can you do for me? My current job is insurance, but my skills transfer to other areas. If the job I'm applying for is not in insurance, and I include insurance keywords like Medicaid and Medicare, I've actually heard people be turned off by this and make comments in interviews, even if I do get the interview. So I create a separate resume for each job application. They don't deviate for too much, but they have the core skills. But they also won't add distractions that could get you ruled out. Oh, this guy's just an insurance guy. It's all about how you tell the story. Instead of listing what you did, include the value that you brought to each one of those jobs. No one cares about the specifics of your project unless it matches what they are looking for. If you're still working remotely or you went back in the office but you still dream of working remotely, remote work is dead. And position yourself for the right return to office job. As I said at the beginning, most remote jobs have over 100 applicants. The one I interviewed for had for was over 500 applicants. There's a reality check now. There's three categories of office and corp jobs. Jobs that are already back in the office 3 days a week, and some of those are pushing for 4 to 5 days a week. Currently, remote jobs that are going back in the office 3 days a week, mandatorily in 2025. And then the remote jobs that now require frequent on-site travel. Everybody's back to this idea that you got to be on-site or you got to be watched or you got to go and meet with your teams. Like, you know, they forgot what happened over the last 5 years. Look, I don't like it either, but that's the reality. And finally, side hustles are us. Does anyone really believe they have job security anymore? Does anyone really believe that they'll have one job for a number of years or even retire from that job? Those days are gone. Late stage millennials and Generation Z already understand this. You should be going for jobs that help increase your skills. And if you are not learning new stuff at your jobs, then use the opportunity to jump. But in times like these, your side hustles can bridge the gap. Look, we're all moving towards multiple income streams by necessity. Build yours now. that's it for this week. Going forward, I'm going to have several podcast episodes that are just really short. They include tips that I'm thinking about. One of the ones coming up is how to start your chestnut orchard. Take care, everybody. Hey, if you like this episode, leave us a tip on Venmo or Cash App at Thriving the Future. Or join the Patreon, patreon.com/thrivingthefuture. You get early episodes and you get extras. Thank you. Check out Thriving News. That's where Perpin and I share longer form articles about homesteading, mindset, milpa gardening, food forest, etc. Go check it out at thrivingnews.com. Thank you for listening to Thrive in the Future podcast. If you like what you hear, please click that like or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at Thrive in the Fute, and also go to thriveinthefuture.com.